8453 or 1-800-913-7784. The website is KellyServiceHouston.com. Kelly's Sitting Service is another proud sponsor of KAYT KQJOFM.
This is radio station KAYT. Gina Alexandria, 88.1. Gospel Radio, serving all of Senla at 88.1.
Welcome to the media ministries of the Pleasant Hill Baptist Church, pastored by Reverend Joseph Garner at 1210 M.W. Harrison Street in Leesville. Now listen to the message already in progress by Reverend Joseph Garner.
Right now. certainly thank God for Sister Rosette and all of the members of our choir who so faithfully come out and learn these songs. And I know that many times we look at our choir and say it's not as many as we're accustomed to. And somebody might even say that Sister Rosette is left to work with the leftovers. But I heard somebody say that only a great chef is able, amen, to make a sumptuous meal out of leftovers. Do we have any witnesses today? Thank you, Sister Rosette and choir. In the book of Philippians, if you have your Bibles, Philippians chapter 2, and we want to call your attention to verses 9 through 11. Philippians chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Amen. And there you will find these words. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. 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 I want to ask choir, if y'all don't mind coming down, please. Thank y'all so much. Let's give our choir another hand. Hallelujah. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I want to talk for just a few moments this morning from this subject, something about the name Jesus. You know, I don't think we concentrate, I don't think we focus enough on his name, the majesty and the power of his name. So that's what I want to do for just a few moments. I want to remind you that there is something about the name Jesus. Thank you, ushers. Amen. Amen. Each and every one of us in here has been given a name. Most of us have a first, middle, and last name. We may have been given the name of a family member or loved one that passed away. We may be named after our parents or grandparents. We may have been given the name of someone famous who lived during the time that we were born. Some of us have been given nicknames that only our family knows about. Some have been given embarrassing nicknames. Amen. Given to you as a child, and here you are grown, and folk are still calling you by that embarrassing nickname. Y'all know nicknames like Pookie, Stinker, Junebug, Lil Bit, Pumpkin, Scooby, Boo Boo, Big Butt, Fat Daddy. I even heard a nickname, Roach. Amen. And many times we don't even know how we got those nicknames. Somebody just started calling us that, and it stuck with us throughout our lives. When I was a child, I was called Joe Boy. Amen. And I think I was given that nickname to distinguish me from my Uncle Joe. Amen. So that when they called me, they made a distinction between Big Joe and Joe Boy. Amen. Some of you have nicknames given to you by your spouse or your significant other. Honey Boo and Honey Bun and Baby Love and Sweetie Pie and all of that. Whatever your birth name or nickname may be, there is a reason why you've been given your name. Names are powerful objects, and our names are significant. Come on, how many of you know your name is significant? Our name represents our identity. It is how we introduce ourselves. It is how we initially engage in a relationship with someone. At one point, you're strangers. But then after you exchange names, you become acquaintances, a friend, or even a companion. Sometimes we can use our name to get us out of trouble. And every now and then, your name can get you in trouble. We can use our name to get us into an event that perhaps we weren't even invited to. We can use our name When we're known in the community, we can use our name or someone else's name to gain favor or get help from someone or even get a job. Our name is what we answer to. When someone calls out our name, we respond. Some of us have been called out of our names. Can I be a witness? Some of us may have been called names and verbally abused. Some may still feel the pain of the negative names you were called. But let me pause here parenthetically and tell you what I heard. I think Tyler Perry say that it's not what they call you, it's what you answer to. Do I have a witness today? They may have called you everything in the book, but you need to remind yourself this morning that you are a child of God. There is meaning in a name. There is significance in a name. There is power in a name. But what I really came to tell you this morning is that there is a name that is above all names. Oh my, do I have a witness today? There is no other name that can compare. There is no of a name that is greater, a name that was given by God. God, understanding the power of a name, he gave his son Jesus a name to reflect his purpose while on earth. And after his resurrection, that we may all be saved, because y'all do know that the name Jesus means Savior. Come on, if he's your Savior, you ought to give him praise. He is our salvation. He is our deliverance. In the book of Acts, chapter 4 and verse 12, the writer tells us that there is salvation in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved other than the name of Jesus. I tell you, God has given him a name. And it is in him that we have redemption. It is in him that we have victory. It is in him that we have hope. And for that reason, we ought to worship him and profess his authority in our lives. It's in the name of Jesus that we find freedom from the consequences of sin and will not taste the sting of death. I tell you, it's in the name of Jesus that we are released from all oppression of the enemy and we find peace. I tell you, it's in the name of Jesus that we receive healing from our sickness and safety in our storms. In order for you to enjoy the benefits of his name, you've got to understand the awesome power that is in his name. Therefore, let me suggest that there are some things that we need to know about the name of Jesus. I believe that, number one, we've got to understand what it means when the Bible declares that his name is above all names. Listen. It says that God highly exalted him and gave him. Now, your Bible may say bestowed. I read it from the New King James Version, but the King James Version, I believe, says that God bestowed upon him, amen, a name that is above all names. Now, there's something here that we need to hit the pause button and reflect upon. It says that God highly exalted him. It is translated from the Greek verb hyperoupso, which means to exalt to the highest rank and power, to raise to supreme majesty, exalted beyond measure. I'm talking about his name. Now, we understand that Jesus is above all things. But to get a better grasp on just how significant that is, we have to understand the use of this Greek verb. You see, my brothers and sisters, this morning, it's significant because the use of this Greek verb is only found one time in the Bible, and it's in this verse. In other words, when we start talking about Jesus, we've got to remember that he is highly exalted with all exaltation, and there is no other name, noun. Y'all know what a noun is, don't you? People, person, or place. There is no other person. There is no other place. There is no other thing found in the Bible that deserves to have the verb highly exalted other than the name of Jesus. Now, I know you think you're all that and a bag of chips and amen, you're good. Amen, you're a child of God. That's good enough. But I come by to remind us this morning that there is no name like Jesus. See, some of y'all have been beaten up and defeated, and you've been kicked around by the enemy, and you've allowed him to toss you to and fro because you forgot that there's a name that's greater than every other name. Amen. Some of you have called doctors, and you've called lawyers, you've called friends, you've called co-workers, you've called the personnel department, you've called everybody, but is there anybody here who has found out in this life that when times get tough, when the going gets rough, there is a name that is above every name? Baby, you better learn how to call on the name of Jesus. He is super exalted, if you will. And what I like about it, it says that God exalted him. That tells me that Jesus did not crown himself, but the Father crowned him and placed him on the throne of majesty. But not only did God super exalt or exalt beyond measure his son Jesus, he also gave him a name that is above all names. I had to ask Google, what is the Hebrew name of Jesus? And Google talked back to me. Google said his Hebrew name is Yeshua, which is translated Joshua in English. Amen. So I wanted to know the history of his name. And as I studied that name, that Hebrew name Yeshua, I found out that that name not only is just a name, but it really describes the character and person of who Jesus is. There's no higher name than Yeshua and Jesus. Amen. Amen. The name of Jesus is greater than, watch this, any other name. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that if you can name it, Jesus is greater. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm saying that the name of Jesus is above the name disease. His name is greater than bankruptcy. His name is greater than foreclosure. His name is greater than repossession. His name is greater than layoff or termination. His name is above any situation. Whatever has been given a name, it's below the name of Jesus. I don't know what you're dealing with. Maybe it's arthritis, but is there anybody here who's found out that the name of Jesus is greater than arthritis? Amen. Where's Brooke Carbon? Amen. It might be called COVID, but is there anybody here who's had to deal with COVID, coronavirus, but you're still here today to testify that the name of Jesus is greater than coronavirus? You ought to give him praise. Amen. Amen. But not only is Jesus the name above all names, let me suggest to you this morning that his name gives us our identity. See, as a Christian, you're identified with Christ because you believe in the name of Jesus. Therefore, it is in Christ. It is in the name of Jesus that gives you your identity. Look at 2 Corinthians. Over in 2 Corinthians, it says, he has identified us as his own by placing the Holy Spirit in our hearts. You know what that tells me, my brothers and sisters? It tells me that as a Christian, you're not defined by the opinions of others. You're not defined by your circumstances. I'm trying to help somebody today. You're not defined by your successes or failures. You're not defined by the car you drive, the money you make, or the house you say you own when the bank really owns it. You are identified with Christ and have the power of the Holy Spirit within you. Come on, come on. Can I tell you something? You're God's precious child. And he created you in a way that pleases him. In the name of Jesus, you have identity. You may be wondering this morning what your identity in Christ is. Well, let me suggest to you that if you study the Bible, you'll find out that the Bible really does give us the ABCs of our identity in Christ. Can I go through them for you? Amen. I am accepted in the beloved. I am be blessed with all blessings. I am see chosen in him. I am delivered from darkness. I am elevated to heavenly places. I'm forgiven of all my sins. I'm G, I'm God's workmanship. I'm H, I'm healed by his stripes. I'm I, innocent before him in love. I'm J, justified in the faith. I'm K, kept by his power. I'm L, loved unconditionally. I'm M, more than a conqueror. I'm N, I'm not condemned. I'm O, I'm an overcomer. I'm P, I'm predestined to sonship. I'm Q, I'm quickened together with Christ. I'm R, I'm redeemed from the curse of the law. I'm S, I'm sealed with his promise. I'm T, I am his temple. I'm U, I'm ushered into his presence. I'm V, I've got the victory. I'm W, I'm washed in the blood. I'm Y, I'm yoked together with believers. I'm Z, I'm zealous of good works. It's in his name. It's in his name. It's in his name. As a matter of fact, when y'all get ready to bury me, amen, you ain't even got to put Joseph L. Garner on my tombstone. All you've got to say is, here lies a follower of Christ. All you really got to say is, here lies a co-heir of Christ. All you really got to say is, here lies somebody who loved the Lord with all his heart, with all his mind. Is there anybody who identifies with Christ this morning? Give him praise in this place. In his name, you have identity. But there's something else I see in this text. Amen. Amen. I don't care what folks say about it. This text tells me that all will worship the name of Jesus. Verse 10, that at the name of Jesus, every knee is going to bow. Watch this. Of those in heaven, of those on earth, and of those under the earth. Now, I know we got a lot of preachers out there now like Carlton Pearson. They're preaching this newfangled stuff talking about everybody saved, whether you believe in Jesus or not. They have misinterpreted John 3:16 where it says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And they suggest that when Jesus died, he died for the whole world. Well, he did die for the whole world, but the only way you can identify with him, you've got to believe in his name. Do I have a witness today? Amen. Not only is Jesus exalted by God the Father, but the whole world will be brought into submission and kneeled down before the Most High, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And Paul ain't talking about universal salvation. Oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. He's saying that, amen, whether you accept him or not, you still gonna bow down. He's telling us that some are gonna ultimately confess his lordship either with joyful faith or with resentment and despair. You see, my brothers and sisters, all of us are going to live forever. Nudge your neighbor and tell them, you're going to live forever. And don't get it twisted. Not here. Amen. But we're all going to live forever. Yes, do I have a witness today? And what the writer is telling us is that some of us are going to be living holy in glory. And some of us will be living where it's hot. I'm talking about hell. And y'all have heard me say before, amen, I don't care how much y'all whisper under your breath, Reverend Garner can go to hell. I'm not going to hell. Am I by myself? Is there anybody in here? Amen. Let folks say what they want to. No, hell is too hot. I'm not going to hell. Amen. It doesn't matter where you will be, but you will worship the name of Jesus. Don't matter if you're going to be up there, if you're still down here, or if you're down there. You're going to worship the name of Jesus. Those in heaven, those on earth, those under the earth. In other words, all creation, whether it is the heavenly host, angelic beings, those that dwell upon the earth, or those under the earth, whether they are dead, hidden in Christ, they will kneel down and worship Christ. All are going to bend down and honor Jesus. Tell your neighbor, there is power in the name of Christ. But not only will all worship the name of Jesus, there's one more thing and I'm done. Amen. The text tells us that all will profess the name of Jesus. You see, it's one thing, amen, amen, to say you believe, but the Bible says, Paul said, you got to believe it in your heart. So a lot of it's easy to say what you believe, but if it ain't coming from your heart, it really don't mean anything. The Bible says that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. It will be a combination of knees bowing down. It will be a combination of mouths professing the name of Jesus, which is the evidence of complete submission to him in action and in word. I can almost picture that scene of all beings, those who have been high and those who have been low, deep down and all around. When the final judgment comes, every creature in heaven and hell will bow down and profess that he is Lord. There's some folk that have mocked his name, but they're going to have to bow down and profess that he is Lord. All will acknowledge openly. It's going to be a great congregation giving him praise. It's going to be one great choir giving him praise, recognizing the Son of God, whose name is Jesus. And I told you, there is something about that name. I can almost imagine how it's gonna go. We would praise him, Jesus. Then we would break out into all the wonderful names and titles that have been given to him. We would have to confess that he is our advocate. We will have to confess that he is almighty. We will have to confess that he is Alpha and Omega. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. We will have to admit that he is the author of eternal salvation, that he is the beloved Son of God, that he is the bread of life, that he is the chief shepherd, that he is the chief cornerstone, that he is our counselor, that he is our creator, that he is our deliverer, that he is our everlasting Father. He is the faithful witness. He is the first and the last. He is the good shepherd. He is the great high priest. He is the head of the church. He is the horn of salvation. Tell your neighbor, there's something about his name. His name is Jehovah. His name is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Lamb of God. I believe we ought to call him the Light of the World, the Lion of Judah, the Lord of Lords. He's our Messiah. He's the Mighty One. He's our bright and morning star. He's our Prince of Peace. He's our Redeemer and our Savior. And if you know him, I said, if you know him, if you know him, you ought to give him praise.